Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making global news. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. To Venezuela first this morning, where the government says there was an attack yesterday on President Nicolas Maduro. Venezuela has experienced a lot of violence over the last couple of years, with opposition to Maduro increasing amidst enormous inflation, poverty and food shortages. In June last year, a helicopter attacked and dropped grenades on Venezuela's Supreme Court. A rogue elite helicopter pilot claimed responsibility for the attack, urging Venezuelans to rise up against Maduro. He was killed by police in a siege early this year. Well, according to government reports, the regime has once again been attacked from the air. Maduro was addressing a military rally in the capital Caracas when he suddenly stopped and looked up at the sky.
Ha llegado la hora de la recuperación económica y necesitamos.
You can see Maduro's bodyguards run to him and shield him with some sort of a soft-looking shield apparatus and escort the president off the stage. Everyone there is looking up in the sky during the event. The government says that it was a drone attack with two commercial drones loaded with explosives flying towards Maduro when they were either shot down by snipers or crashed into a building, depending on which reports you believe. There are also some reports that firefighters believe it was just gas canisters exploding in a nearby apartment building. But the government says it has already arrested people in connection with the attack, and President Maduro has already blamed some of his opponents.
Sin lugar a duda, hemos despejado.
He says, without a doubt, we have revealed the situation in record time. This was an attempt to kill me. Today they attempted to assassinate me, and I have no doubt that everything points to the right-wing opposition in alliance with the Colombian far right, and that Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos is behind this attempt. Maduro says he has no doubt of that. Now, Juan Manuel Santos will leave office tomorrow after reaching his term limit in Colombia. 2 years ago, he received the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to bring the Colombian Civil War to an end. He is an ally of the US and an opponent of Maduro. As for the US, the National Security Advisor of the US, John Bolton, has been asked overnight on Fox News if they were involved in the attack.
Well, I can say unequivocally there was no US government involvement in this at all. It could be a lot of things, from a pretext set up by the Maduro regime itself to something else. He's made accusations accusing the outgoing president of Colombia of responsibility, what he calls the extreme right wing in Venezuela. That means the vast opposition to his authoritarian rule, and he's blamed unnamed financiers in the United States. These are things he's said before, and you have to take them for what they're worth.
It's pretty confusing, Fran, because if it was orchestrated by Maduro himself, it probably could have been done a bit better. The live broadcast of the event shows Maduro hiding behind his bodyguard's shields and being shuffled off stage. Then members of his armed forces flee to safety. It doesn't exactly show them all in a particularly powerful light. The US National Security Advisor John Bolton says we should be paying attention to broader issues.
I think what we really should focus on is the corruption and the oppression of the Maduro regime in Venezuela.
The US increased sanctions on the Maduro regime a couple of months ago after they were strongly critical of the presidential election, which Maduro won in May. Meanwhile, Fran, in our corner of the world, a lot of eyes are on Indonesia, where at least 39 people have been killed after a severe earthquake struck the Indonesian tourist island of Lombok. There is a viral video rushing around the internet this morning, which appears to be from inside of a mosque in the area where prayers were being held when the earthquake happened. You can hear the building shaking around the men praying. The man leading the prayers puts his hand against a wall to brace himself as he continues, and even though his voice starts to shake and his breathing gets heavier, he keeps on going. The magnitude 7 quake is the second to hit Lombok in the space of a week and could be felt as far away as Bali. An Australian tourist named Robert Sims described how mass panic set in at a restaurant in the popular Balinese area of Seminyak.
Initially, there was a sense of disbelief, actually. It took a few seconds to work out what was happening, but then it was clear that people were concerned and frightened. and we saw the table next to us, someone started screaming and running down the stairs, and then everybody in the restaurant started running, trying to get out.
An Australian government delegation led by the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, is in Lombok, but Peter Dutton has tweeted overnight that everyone in that delegation is safe.
Yeah, I think he was evacuated, I think.
Yes, from his hotel, yes.
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, friend.